Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
All right, our reporter Peter Mulumane is on a story that is just as shocking as the story that we spoke of just now in Mogale City. And this time around, it's beggar style. And these residents have been complaining for the past 12 years for service delivery. He is on the line with me this evening. Peter, thank you so much for your time. Good evening.
Good evening, Pimelo, and to the point of view listeners.
Thank you so much for making time for us. So let's just maybe take us back to the complaints of the residents in Bekkersdal.
Thank you so much. Pimelo, let's start by giving a quick background on our investigation as Kaya News. So in 2012, the community formed what they call the Concerned Resident of Bekkersdal, which started advocating for the Western Area Local Municipality, to address the following issues in their township: sewage, roads, water, illegal electricity connections, installation of more street lights, and like that's the basic service delivery concern. In 2023, they started a series of protests which turned ugly and violent. But this protest that started in 2013, it was not because of that. It was because of the then president in 2003, President Thabo Mbeki, announced the 1.3 billion rand Bekkersdal Renewal Project, BRP. Now, the resident in 2013, when there were no development, the currency changes in Bekkersdal, then they started asking about the money. So after they protested in 2013, in 2014, Housing Department of Human Settlement, injected, if I remember, over 300 million rand towards improving the living conditions of Bekkersdal residents, bringing what one can say much needed relief to this community. Just moving forward, 12 years to date. Mm-hmm. On Thursday last week, we visited Bekkersdal as Sky News to ask the residents what they are expecting from President Cyril Ramaphosa's State of the Nation address. Mm-hmm. Upon arriving there, Pimelo, we found that the struggle is real in Bekkersdal. Mm-hmm. As service delivery is worse, if not lacking. When we were there, sewer leaking on the streets, unpleasant smell all over, untarred roads, trash in the form of illegal dumping outside the clinic, a health facility, but trash, illegal dumping there, Pimelo, shocking. Filthy, dominating the street. As we drove around, we were greeted nothing but by potholes infesting the street, ponds of smelly sewage. We were even forced to maneuver on the streets, sharing narrow paths with pedestrians on the street, which in a way saying that the township is a mess. In fact, Bekkersdal has deteriorated, Pimelo, from being a township, to being I think even villages are now better than the conditions there. During all this, between 2013 and 2025, there were two service providers, Makotumisi Construction, which I think started in 2014, to work on the roads and the sewer. And then, unfortunately, the contract was discontinued. And then 2023, the new service provider by the name of TCT, Civil Engineering, was appointed. And as I'm talking to you now, this is exactly what we saw. The pace remains slow in Bekkersdal, Pimelo.
I'm going to actually, before you leave, Pizzo, I'm going to bring in a community leader here, Thabang, who is a community leader, Thabang Wesi, in Bekkersdal. Thank you so much for your time and for joining this conversation. Good evening and welcome. Good evening, Thabang.
Good evening, Kaya.
We are well. Thank you for talking to us. And really, we appreciate you talking to us this evening. I just wanted your experience living in that area. You know, our reporter who is still on the line, Pizzo, was just giving us some background. But give us, you know, the experiences of the community in Bakkersdal and what are you experiencing there?
Good evening and thank you for the opportunity. Bomkhaya, honestly speaking, Bakkersdal, as Pizzo has alluded before, it has gone from the status of a township that is well known of its rich history. The very same Bakkersdal that is supposed to be celebrating 8 years this year of its existence is dilapidated below the par. I don't know where is this government. The government has left us from way back. I must say, as a community leader, and amongst others, including others, as leaders themselves, in their own right. We are always under siege, as if we are the spokespersons of this government that is failing us. I must agree and tell the listeners of Kaya FM and the whole country to say Bakkersdal is dilapidated. There have been numerous contractors that have been appointed to come and undertake the sewer rehabilitation network in Bakkersdal. Makota Misha Construction was appointed. It came as it was proceeding to do its work. Overwhelmingly so, politicians came to milk that company out. There was another company appointed in 2023, because Makota Misha was appointed, if I'm not mistaken, in 2013. It has done its work. However, politicians milked Makota Misha project. After the Honorable Jacob Mamabolo, who was at MEC of Human Settlement at the time, invested more than 300 million for rehabilitation of the sewer network in Bakkersdal. TCT now, it has been appointed recently in 2023 at an amount of more than 100 million to continue and proceed and to finish this whole project. However, TCT is failing.
Sure.
The super subcontractors who are local contractors, they are doing overwhelming job that we can see with our naked eyes, not the contractor. We are asking ourselves where our councillors are, not having ward meetings. I understand and we understand as the Bakkersdalians, that we want a development. We have said that government come back to us. We want to do things right now. We understand that the heat of this Bakkersdal has gone, has taken us back way forward. Why we should have expected more development to have taken place. However, it has failed. Well, I must say and reiterate that our mayor is always on the ground, that William Matsek. He is trying by all means. But however, TCT is failing. And I must say and reiterate and emphasize this point to all the listeners, that Tasneem Matara,
yes,
at the MEC of Human Settlement in Gauteng,
yes,
she has agreed that TCT It's a failure of a company.
Mm-hmm.
She has vetted it when she came in into the office, only to find out that TCT, wherever it has done its work, was shitty.
Sure. And yet they still got this contract.
Why TCT was appointed?
Hmm.
Why it was appointed? And it was given a whole bunch of money that today it binds the very same Human Settlement Department in Gauteng to cancel its contract with TCT and appoint a suitable, a viable, a professional company that will do its civil work here. It's sporadic. They are changing everywhere. They are doing nonsense. People's sewer network is running throughout the sink in the kitchens. As we speak. Where is that government?
You know, Peter was saying that you intend to take this forward. You intend to escalate this. Maybe tell us about your plans.
Yes, definitely. Sorry. As a resident of Pakistan, very soon, we are intending to take a legal step.
Mm.
We are intending to do lodging a complaint through the Human Rights Commission.
Mm-hmm.
We have done this before. The sixth administration also failed us because they promised us this and that. However, the sections within, of which I cannot mention, it is withdrawing backwards. We are the residents. We are fair. We are apolitical. We want service delivery. This is the richest township ever in the world. However, come here and watch for yourself.
Sure. Dr. Thabang, thank you so much for that account. Peter, let me just ask you whether you were able to get any joy from government at all. Did you get any responses?
Not at all, Pamela. We will be engaging with the mayor. We'll see the mayor, and then from the mayor, we'll go to the premier, because when I was in Pakistan, I was told that there were by-elections last week, and then EFF, CIC, Julius Malema was there, as well as the, you know, Gauteng ANC chairperson with the premier, Banyaza Lesufi was there. But Pamela, the residents also shared a shocking video whereby the funeral recently, and the hearse could not enter in the premises of the church, and then you can see residents, you know, holding the box, using their hands, you know, maneuvering on the street, around the sewer that is spilling all over the street. The hearse was there, and then that's and then they say to that, this is normal. This is normal. They even have built, you know, small pathways with the bricks, so that the elderly and the children who go to school, you know, will use that, you know, as they jump both sides of the street, you know, trying to run away from this sewer. It's really sad, Pamela, especially after the resident in 2013, you know, they went to the street, of which the protest, you know, turned violent and then also deadly, and then they were promised what they were promised, but still today the same issue that happened since years ago, it's still there.
Wow. Peter, fantastic work. Thank you so much for bringing this to our attention. Peter Molemane there, who went to Pakistan, and, you know, this was just his routine check after checking on residents. How did they feel about the state of the nation's address, and found this unfortunate story where residents have been complaining for years about service delivery. And you obviously heard also the account of the community leader there, Thabang Wesi, who says they have done everything. But, you know, I think it was important to point out some members of government who have tried to intervene. But what we will do as well, we will reach out to them and we'll work very closely with our colleague Bizo Mulumane to just try and also bring attention to this particular community, attention of this community's issues to the relevant people. So we will be on it, as well as all the others that we've promised to follow up on. It will be Orange Farm, it will be Mukhale City, it will be this as well. I've got some voice notes coming through.
I've been listening to your show for the longest time, you know, and you know what I'm putting together in all this is one thing and only, is that our government, the black government, is not really, really serious about, if you like, sort of denying the allegations about black people not knowing how to govern a country. Everything that has been said on your show and everything and every representative of our government is not saying anything. They're just giving excuses and we are busy. They are talking about processes, but when you take a look on what is happening on the ground, I live in Karlsruhe, and today most of the traffic lights were not working then on the 9 to 5 drive. They were interviewing the JMPD spokesperson, the Gauteng JMPD spokesperson, that is. He didn't bring any solution to the problem. We've got drunk people controlling our traffic lights. You know how bad does this make us as a black person to the other race? It's so embarrassing. You know, it's so embarrassing to the point that you hear white people saying we are incapable, and you're like, yeah, well, but then again, you're like, you are right. Like, what is going on?
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.